so
we'll come in
there. Yes. Anyhow, it's a pleasure and a honor being here, okay? Because you have meant a lot to me and your dad. And anywhere over the world that you go and you say the name Bob, I guess the first person they would think of is your dad, okay? And I've been reading from the book Spirit Dancer by Bruce Tolan. I think that's it, Tolan. And in a passage he said, when your dad was in his intermediate stage going, he said to you, you know, on your way up, lift me up, and on your way down, don't bring me down.
Yeah.
What I would like to ask you, as a youngster at that time, because you're only a youngster, and to be given such heavy responsibility, because he's somebody that I don't have to explain to you who he is, you know, right? How has that affected your life? And I would like you to elaborate on that for me as best as you can.
Yes.
Please, yeah.
Firstly, it was given to me like a song, you know?
Mm-hmm.
It was like, on your way up, take me up.
Yes.
No, it's a song.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it has more to it. So
mm-hmm.
when I listen to it, I always remember that song, and it's not something that I let is on my mind all the while. It's like,
yeah.
We're just natural people.
Mm-hmm.
So I don't even have to think about keeping him up or letting him down, because we just do it naturally.
Mm-hmm.
It's not on my mind. Remember that Daddy said, on your way up, take me up.
Mm-hmm.
Because this is what we're naturally doing.
Mm-hmm.
Because we believe in a Rastafari.
Mm-hmm.
And that is what we're dealing with.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, you know.
Mm-hmm. And this is something else that I know, as I said, I followed the evolution of his music from when I was a youngster in Jamaica. And I followed the evolution of your music too. And I know at the outset, and this is a little bit commercial, but we can't get away from that, is that he was, to be blunt, robbed from the beginning, I mean, you know, financially. And even after his death, I mean, there's been still a struggle going on, you know. And I was just wondering, how has that also affected you as one, and I wouldn't say following in his footstep, or, you know, a chip off the old block. As I said in my letter to you, is that like a banana tree, you know, it's just this life cycle, and it's one shoot has gone and the other one is coming up. How was that?
Estating, you mean?
Like, yeah, and you know, is that really been a concern of yours? It doesn't really, because you're above that level.
Yes, Father. You know them really.
Yeah.
We try to reach above that kind of, yeah.
Yeah, okay.
Material or anything like that, you know. So, who doesn't think about music, make music, and we're not fighting their fight. What is rightfully ours will always be rightfully ours, no matter what anyone say. And that is say, we've got something they can never take away. So if they take away all the money and all the thing, all material thing, we still have something which is more valuable than all of that. So that is not the fight. You understand?
That's good. Well, one last question, because you said I've only got 5 minutes, so I'm just going to ask you one last question. And this question was given to me by Nicky Dread, who is also a Jamaican, and he's very involved in promoting our music, and I say our, in a collective sense, our music, because as I said, you associate with the university. And so he asked me to ask you this question. He said that you have been touring with groups like these, and when you go down to the States, you understand that you are going down to the States and you have been on another tour with another group down there. And I was wondering if you find that more to your liking than traveling independently.
No, we love each of them individually. You know what I mean? Touring with group like this is very educational for I and I. Because we people love knowledge. So these things is experience for our life and our minds. And it teach us things too. That is one thing. And next thing is that we get to reach a lot of people. When we travel on our own, we don't get as much people. And that is very important for the music, for reach everybody. No matter what kind of music, if you love hard rock, heavy metal, and we play some reggae for you and you like it, you know, we have to draw everyone to the music. So it no matter who. So that's the next thing we get out of these things. You know, but we love traveling for our own. We have our own audience. We're in a smaller place probably, but there's a good vibes, and we get for the more songs. We get for the more, get more into the show. You know, but this you have to like come off like an hour. like, you know, quick mm-hmm. things. Mm-hmm. But we love both of them same way.
Okay, that's cool. You know, well, I'm not gonna keep him any longer. I'm just gonna ask if I've got the privilege of just taking a picture with him and my friends.
Yes,
please. Okay. So would you mind just taking with the three of us, please?
Okay, do you want to just
Come in.
He wanted to Yeah. Go that side, man. Yeah, just
Nice.
All right. Cool.
One more.
You got to wind it?
No, it doesn't.
Yeah,
it does it all.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Well, man, this has been one of the highlights of my life. You know, it's good seeing you. I mean, I met Il Selassie.
Yeah.
I met your dad. And I come and meet you now, man. You know, it's great. So, man, Jah be with you. Have a great trip. Okay.
Yes, brother. All right.
It's good seeing you, man. Take care. Okay. Thanks very much. It's been a pleasure.
Let's go.
Let's
go, man. Come on, man.
What's Matthew John, bro? Take a one shot, man.
Okay. Thanks.
Yeah, thanks for this.
No problem.
Enjoy. You're going to enjoy.
Cool, yeah.